We're going to study Maharal, Sefer Be'er HaGola, Be'er HaRevi'i, as the Maharal discusses mitzvahs tefillin. Tefillin, as found in Parshas Bo, is a mitzvah that is, of course, one of the mitzvahs to remind us, Ki b'yod chazaka hotziacha Hashem mimitzroyim. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yu l'cha lo'is al yodchu l'zekarein b'inyanachu l'mahantiyya teres Hashem b'ficha ki b'yod chazakah hotzi'acha Hashem mimitzroyim." And then finally, the last pasuk in the parsha also reads, "V'ha'yu lo'is al yodchu l'taytafoiz b'inyanachu ki b'chayzek yod hotzi'onu Hashem mimitzroyim." So tefillin are, of course, an ois of Hashem alone being the one who took us from Mitzrayim. And it's something we have to appreciate, remember, and keep close to us, to our minds, to our hearts, every day and at all times. But nevertheless, we have to understand why Mitzvah's Tefillin is commanded at that time. Why it's here, in this point in the Torah, at this juncture, that mitzvah tefillin is commanded. We have to appreciate that it's therefore the case that tefillin are not only an ois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great power and of His having taken us from Mitzrayim, but also, we have to understand that they are identifying us. They serve to identify who we are, what we are all about, as the Maharal is going to explain. And that will explain, in part, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us in Mitzvah Tefillin at this point, at the point in time when we are leaving Mitzrayim. So we're in Be'er HaGoyle, Be'er HaRevi'i. In these editions, it's page Nuntes. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Amr Reb Avin, Amr Reb Yitzchak, Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. We put on tefillin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anthropomorphically, if you will, Hashem also puts on tefillin, as it were. Shenemar Nishba Hashem, B'yimino Yuvizro Ya'uzai, It says there, "Betfillin demari alma ma'iksiv." What do Hashem's tefillin contain? How do they read? Umikamcha Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz. Pasuk in Shmuel, also similarly in Divrei Hayomim. The Gemara says, "Me." Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shivchayu di Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be saying praises of Am Yisrael? In the Gemara says yes, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk, V'Hashem hemircha hayoyim liyois loy la'am segula. So we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prides Himself in us. And this pride that Hashem has in us, that's His tefillin, as the Maharal is going to explain. V'im shehadvarim ha'elu amukim u'dvarim nairoim mikol makom l'das kolam he'aretz ad heichon mishalchim yadam. To understand how far this reaches, how much Chazal understood and what they're trying to express. L'kach negalek me'etzba u'nechasem ad efshar. So we'll have to reveal some of what this means. Hashem wears tefillin, as it were, and in His tefillin, other words, Mika Amchi Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, unique people, only one like Am Yisrael in the world. Da. Ki b'mamar hazeh ba'u l'hoidiyah ha'hefresh sheyesh ben Yisrael l'shar ha'umais. This Mama Chazal is explaining the unique role we, Am Yisrael, have vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A role only we have, no other umos ha'olam have such a role. Nivru l'chvaydo yisbarach. Understand, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and all the nations of the world are all here to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that was created is for His honor's sake. U'kumashitiknu chachamim, as chachamim ha-metakin in the Sheva Brachos. The first of the Sheva Brachos, shahakol bara l'chvaydo yisbarach. Ukamesh Amru Aiden Avis, Paragvav, Kalmasha, Barakarish Baruch, Balomir, Labor Elo, Lechvaida. Everything is for His honor's sake, for His glory's sake. Ubir Inyanze, Shahim Tsoim, Kulam Haim, Lechvaida, Yisbarach, Vyesh Mehem, Covered, Elashem, Yisbarach, Beyoiser. Everything is a source of covered for Hashem. Davershehu, Kvaida, Nikro, Lavush, Shalakarish Baruch. When something is a source of covered, so it encloaks the person. It encloaks, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a source of covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha-covet etzel hazulas. Covet is all about how one appears, how one is regarded by the other. It's not intrinsic about the one who is mechubad. It's about how the one who's mechubad is seen, how the one who's mechubad is perceived, treated by others. It's about how they are understood, appreciated by others. That's what he means, etzel hazulas. Ve'ein shayach kavod rak etzel acherim shiroim kvaydoi. Something that's kavod is called levush of a Kaddish Baruch. Ve'al yidei hamalbush hu nire etzel acherim lekacha kavod nikro malbush. So that's why kavod is called a malbush. U'kamesh ha-kavod nikra malbush, kacha malbush, sheboi nira etzel hazulas nikra kavod. By the way, clothing are called kavod. Mara says, Rabbi Yochanan calls his garment, Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabdoisei. Mechabdoisei. That which is my kavod, because that what gives a person some appearance of dignity and honor. So, all of the people in the world and everything Hashem created is, so to speak, a malbush, an outer trapping that reflects well on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on toward the end of this paragraph, he says, and by creating light, light is the most glorious expression of Kvod Shemayim, malbush of Hod and Hodor. Oita or kasalma, he quotes that pasuk. Oita or kasalma means a Kadosh Baruch Hu encloaks the world with light, and it's like a garment, like salma. It's like a garment, this light. So, what he's trying to say is that things that Hashem created and other people are a source of kavod yisbarach. They're a source of kavod to Hashem. Let's look at the next paragraph, though. V'hinei hisboyer ki hakavod min hanivraim nikra malbush shal Hashem yisbarach. Malbush meaning clothes on the outside appearance of, and on that level where you can perceive the dignity and the kavod shemayim. So whatever brings kavod to Hashem is a malbush. Amnam halavush hu nivdo malaloivesh, but the garment is not one with the one who wears it. The one who wears the garment is distinct from the garment. V'chein ha-kavod min ha-nimtsoim kulam ha-kavod hazeh hu nivdol me'ito yisbarach. Whatever kavod other creations and other people might bring to Hashem yisbarach, they are not one with Him. They are not a part of Him. They are rather something that adorns His world and adorns His presence side by side with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are people and noble, great people and great accomplishments and beauty in the created world. These are all malbushim, but they're not a part of Hashem Yisbarach. They're not one with Hashem Yisbarach. Rak al yedei hanimtsoim shehem kvaydei noidahu Yisbarach. They reflect Hashem, and therefore they bring glory to Hashem. They reflect Hashem's greatness, therefore they bring honor to Hashem. But they're not one with Hashem. K'moshenira kol echad al yidei malbusha l'zulosoi. Like a beautiful garment makes someone look well, good, makes someone look honorable in the eyes of others. Amnam HaKavod v'hapa'er. But the kavod and the glory, sheyesh loy min Yisrael. The glory Hashem has. The honor that we bring Hashem, the glory that Hashem derives from we being His people, who gam kein tachshit kvoid el Hashem Yisbarach. It's more than malbush. It's tachshit. It adorns Hashem more personally. Ve'ena kimoi hakavod mishar hanimtsoy. It's not the same as the honor that other things and other people say and speak of. We Am Yisrael don't just bespeak Kvayt Shemayim. Ki kmoi ha-chiluk shiyesh ben ha-malbush ben ha-tfilin. It's like the difference between something you wear and tfilin, which is not just something you wear. It's something you attach to yourself. Ksharetem, you attach it, you tie it, you bind it to your being. Ki ha-malbush u-kvaydoi shal ba'al ha-malbush v'ha-malbush nivdol mi-ba'al ha-malbush. As he said before, malbush is a beautiful thing, but it's not a part of the person. It's on, it's worn by, it adorns, but it does not become one with the person who wears it. Aval ha-tfilin, hem kavod, u-pe'er dovuk boi be'atzmoi. Tfilin, when you bind it to you, it's a part of you. It's descriptive of a part of what we are. It is now dovuk boy be'atzmoi. It is now attached to you, the person, intrinsically. V'heim tachshit shaloi. So that now this is a tachshit, meaning it's something that is not just worn, but it's the beauty of the person. It's the beautifier, beautifying the individual. Shalakach nikra toitafais. That's what toitafais means. Ula toitafais bein einechem. What is Taitefes? Something that adorns her and beautifies her head and her face. Something that beautifies the woman and is worn from ear to ear. But because Am Yisrael, we're not just any other nation, we are Banim lamakoy, banim atem l'Hashem, the Torah says. V'nizbor l'mal ki zeh Hashem lahem, we have this name and distinction of being banim Hashem's children. L'fi shehem nivroim mimenu be'etzem u'barishayna. Because we are intrinsically one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the real reason for creation itself. So we are at the prime and at the core of all that Hashem causes to exist. The kach nikru b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, which is the first message to Paroi. Commission is Borla Ma'al Barichos. Ushar ha-nivroim tfeilim el abriya hazais. All other people and everything else created is tafel, is secondary to us, to Am Yisrael. B'reishis bara b'shvil Yisrael sh'nikru reishis. B'shvil Yisrael nivra ha'olam. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the cause, and we are Hashem's first and most important, our definition is that we are the raison d'etre for all Hashem has created. Ila means the cause. Alul means what the cause created. We are the Alul. Hashem is the Ila. Be'etzem. By nature. The intrinsic point of creation was Am Yisrael. So there's a dveikus, therefore, there's a particular closeness and identification of Ha'ila Asher, who Ha'ila El Asher Hu Alu. We are the effect, the created ones of the Creator. We are, therefore, Mimenu be'etzimu barishayna. We are of Him. We are His intrinsically and primarily in primacy. Barishayna here would mean with primacy. We are one with Hashem without separation. Of course, they're all bringing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they're all his creations, they're all of his making. Except in the case of Klal Yisrael. So we are not just a levush. We're not just some source of glory and covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are like his tefillin. It is us. It is we, Klal Yisrael, who bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are the ones he had in mind when he said, let's create a world. Because it is with us and our primacy as the focus of everything Hashem does that causes him, therefore, to have a certain kavod, to be aggrandized by us. And that's the meaning of Hashem's tefillin. And Hashem's tefillin say, Umika amcha Yisrael, goy echod ba'aretz. It's not just because we do mitzvahs, it's because the whole purpose of Hashem creating a world is for the sake of this Am Echad. It's for the sake of Am Yisrael. Because we are that prime focus of everything that Hashem does in this world, we are not just a source of honor. We are bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like tefillin are bound to the heads of Am Yisrael. And so that's the way that there is this mutual sense of bringing glory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us glory. That's the glory that we have, is that we have our Hashem Yisbarach, and we express that by wearing tefillin. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Pasuk says about tefillin. The very idea of Hashem, his names pronounced upon us, is expressed by our very being, and that's what tefillin, as we wear the tefillin, expresses. In the case of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we exist in this world, and that we are bound to him, that we are one with him, that's his tefillin. That's Hashem Yisbarach's tefillin. That's the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and those tefillin say, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Let's continue on page Samach Aleph, where he explains why, with Am Yisrael in this world, there's both Tefillin Shel Roish, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Tefillin Shel Yad, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On page Samach Aleph, the paragraph begins, Va'ata Re'ei Ma Matzu B'zeh. We'll skip down to the fourth line. I underlined the beginning of the line. Ve'inyan ha'tfilin ha'elu shehem al ha'roish va'al ha'zeroya. The idea of tefillin both on the rosh and on the zeroa, on the head and on the arm. Kimitzad beiz dvarim ha'kavod el Hashem Yisbarach min Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is honored, and honor is brought to Hashem in two ways through the existence of Am Yisrael. Ha'echad, mitzad mahus ha'umma ba'atzma. Mahus, the very nature, the very existence of the umma, and what we are all about. That we are one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our mahus. Our mahus is the same kedusha that is kedushas yisbarach shemoi. Getlichkeit, the whole godliness in each and every one of us yidden, is our mahus, and that such godliness exists in the people Israel, that is the Shel Roish. Kimahus Shelahem B'Yosim Meshubach Shehem Am Echod. They are worthy of praise, this one unique people. All the praises that are used to describe Am Yisrael. Umitzad tif'eres mahusam. Because of the glorious nature of the holy neshamas of Klal Yisrael, heim kavod el Hashem Yisbarach. V'hu atfilin demari alma. That's Hashem's tefillin. But that's tefillin shel Rosh. Because it's not necessarily about what we do. It's not about the fact that we are a people, a living, breathing people, who Hashem created. It's just the idea of such kedusha in this world, amongst people. That enough. That's enough in and of itself. Bespeaks kvod shemayim. That reflects positively on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just our being, the mahus, the essential nature of Am Yisrael. Hasheni, habeis, hasheni mitzad shehoitzi oisam el poel hamitzius. The second aspect, that is a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that He created us and that we exist in the physical world. This holiness, that it's a holiness in theory, this kedusha, that is our mahus, lives and breathes in people that Hashem created and created to be a nation. Ki mahus inyan bifnei atzma, lefichach mitzad mahusum asher yesh lehem mahus mishubach umafar, yesh kovod el Hashem Yisbarach, el chochmas hapoyel. Chochmas hapoyel means HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the chochma of having these ingredients in us is therefore mechubad, because we reflect that chochmas hapoyel. We reflect the chochmas hapoyel, the wisdom of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. It's reflected in us before we even are created, before we do anything. L'kach yesh mi'Yisrael pe'er v'chavod l'chochmas Hashem Yisbarach. There is me Yisrael from our existence, not because He created us, but from our mahus. Just that there is this holiness that is Am Yisrael, that's pe'er v'chavod. That's glory and honor to the chochma of Hashem Yisbarach. V'chein mitzad koicho yugvurasai. And then from the fact that He created a real living, breathing people, a national entity, and an entity that lives and interacts with the world, and lives human life in Kedusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this people. That's this keneged the Yad, that keneged the Zeroya. V'chein mitzad koichu gvurasi asher hoitzi oisum el hapoel. As he explains, because v'zeh ki yesh uman, you can have a craftsman, sh'yuch l'hamtzi davar l'poel b'koichu, he's able to create something, but he's not necessarily able to bring order, not necessarily able to organize and bring order and establish a functionality to everything that he creates. Whereas there's someone else who b'chachma could be mesader mahus habayis, could be mesader what belongs and how it belongs, but only in theory. No, the draftsman who creates the beautiful blueprint, but to bring it all together and actually create it, vein lekach lahoitzi lepoil. But you can have the ability to theoretically plan and have an image of what could be, should be, but then, you know, make it really work. In other words, there's the idea of Am Yisrael, and then there's the actual creation of the living, breathing people, Am Yisrael. Ulefichach yesh kan kavod miYisrael mitzad mahus shalehem shemera al chachmasa yizbarach. You have this fact, seder mahus shalehem b'shleimus, V'zeh she'amru she'esh le tefillin shel roish. That's tefillin shel roish. The idea of Am Yisrael, the idea of such kedusha. The yesh lo yisbarach tefillin al hayad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has the tefillin shel yad, which is there's a real people, not just a theoretical people. There's an Am Yisrael in this world accomplishing, doing. If you sheyesh mi Yisrael per mi mitzias Yisrael, there is glory to Hashem mi Yisrael derived from us mi mitzias Yisrael bepel, from the fact that we exist, how we exist and what we do. Al asher himtzi oisam lefoil, from the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has created us. V'zehu al hazroya, that's therefore on the arm. Ki hazroya, the arm, hazroya, hu koyach mamtzi lepoil. Hazroya represents actual creation and bringing Am Yisrael into fruition, and then of course causing that Am Yisrael accomplishes so many great things. So what he's trying to say then is that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. Wearing tefillin means that there is Am Yisrael in this world, bound to Him and one with Him, like tefillin are worn by us. We wear tefillin to show that we are binding Hashem to us and binding the ideals described in those parashiyos. We're binding them to us. We're making them part of the essence of our existence. The same thing is done when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote, end quote, wears tefillin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, he's expressing that we, Am Yisrael, are a source of glory for him. Glory that there's such chochma, glory that there's such holiness, and glory that he created our nation. That's the Zroya, that's the Shalyad. Glory that we are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and function as a great people. These all bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this glory is much greater than the cover that anything else in this world brings him. The cover that's brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through any other means is like a malbush. It's like a garment that brings honor and is a way of bringing dignity to the person who's wearing that garment. Am Yisrael is more than that. Am Yisrael is like an adornment, a takshit. We are like tefillin worn by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is very much a part of the message of his taking us from Mitzrayim. The first thing he said to Paro was, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. You don't understand, this is not just any nation. This is these are my children. And b'chayri, this is my firstborn, meaning this is the whole intention of everything I've created was for the sake of bringing out Am Yisrael. And I'm going to be a greater, a more appreciated, a more aggrandized, more honored Ribbono Shel Olam because of these people. I need them. I want them because B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. They are the whole point of my having created a world, he says to the Paro. And they are ultimately going to be the great source of honor to me in this world. And so they're not yours, Paro, they are mine. So when Yetzias Mitzrayim is affected, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us from Mitzrayim, he describes these mitzvahs, he describes the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish to us early on, right away. Because not only are they oisos, and not only are they going to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk says, Ki b'chazik yod hotzionu Hashem mimitzrayim, but they express the fact that he took us because we are going to be a source of honor to him. He took us out, not just that we should wear tefillin, because we are his tefillin. Meaning we are the great source of honor to Hashem, the greatest source of honor to Hashem in his world.